Small populations are also prone to loss of genetic diversity. This is an advanced topic that's slightly beyond the scope of this course. You'll learn more about it in a genetics class. But the field of conservation genetics is an active and important one, so it's good that you know something about it. Small populations represent just a subset of the genetic diversity of the original population from where they came. So they hold less total genetic diversity, right? This makes sense. If we were to select three of us out of our class of 20, those three individuals would hold less total genetic diversity among them than the entire class. There are two ecological situations where just a few individuals might be sampled from a bigger population. And one is the founder effect. This can occur sort of similarly when a forest fragment is carved out of a bigger forest. This is where a few individuals colonize an environment away from a source population. For example, in the Galapagos finches, the new descendants of those founders will have lower genetic diversity than the large original population. Another situation is the bottleneck effect. This is when many individuals in a population die off for some reason or another, perhaps hunting or disease, and only a few survive. Those that made it through the bottleneck and their descendants will have lower genetic diversity than the original population. Hopefully that makes sense. Look at the graph. The different lines represent how much genetic diversity remains in populations of different sizes that are removed from an infinitely large source population. The largest population, indicated by this arrow, has 1,000 individuals, and the smallest has one individual. Notice that in any generation, right here along the x-axis, the smaller the population is, the less genetic diversity remains within it. You can see that easily just by looking at one generation here, that populations with low numbers of individuals have lower genetic diversity than populations with higher numbers of individuals. But why does genetic diversity drop so much more quickly in the smaller populations than in the larger ones from one generation to the next? In the largest population, you can see that even after 10 generations, it still has 100% of its genetic diversity that it had in the first generation. But in the population of 5 individuals, after 10 generations, the genetic variation present is less than 40% of what it was to begin with. Why? Well, the answer is genetic drift. Genetic drift is the random change in allele frequency from one generation to the next. And in small populations, rare alleles tend to disappear just by chance. There's just a random chance that of all the offspring produced in a given generation, none of them will happen to carry a particular trait, especially if that trait is rare or if few individuals remain in the population that carry that trait and those individuals just don't happen to breed that year. Over many generations, genetic drift causes an overall loss in genetic diversity through time. And this loss happens faster in small populations. The take-home message is that populations that have been reduced in size by habitat loss suffer a decline in genetic diversity due to founder and bottleneck effects that have reduced the number of individuals, or genetic drift, the random fluctuation in allele frequencies that may cause certain rare alleles to disappear from the population through time, reducing genetic diversity. This loss of diversity may translate in a loss of their ability to adapt, because as you remember or should remember from the evolution lecture way back when, it's genetic variation that provides the basis for natural selection. So small populations isolated in a fragment, losing genetic diversity, not only do they suffer all the problems we already talked about from fragmentation, but they also may be less able to adapt to a changing environment because of loss of diversity, genetic diversity.